huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Going to share with you in short time, quick time, seven ways to earn more money much more quickly. Now, I don't believe in the schemey, scammy, get rich quick, but I do believe and have proof of get rich much quicker. It doesn't have to take now 10 years to be an overnight success. That kid Ryan from Ryan Toys Review, I think their YouTube channel did $24 million last year. I think he was 7 or 8 years old. So that kind of disproves that theory. So seven ways to make much more money more quickly. I also say this with my own credibility and experience. A lot of people are giving you advice out there. Have they really walked the walk? Now, I became a millionaire before age 31 and a multimillionaire by age 35. I have a very successful podcast called Money. And I wrote the best-selling money book of the last 3 years in the UK, Money, which you can see there behind on the screen. So I say this coming from a place of real experience. I don't say that to brag, but they're just the facts. I'm also going to share with you in this episode a special hidden bonus. So stay with me right through to the end. So the first way I believe that you can earn much more money is to have a very clear business model. I speak to so many entrepreneurs who are trying 5 or 6 or 7 things. They're starting, then stopping, then starting, then stopping, then starting, then stopping. And you can never really gain momentum, velocity, compounding, leverage, etc. So every time you stop, you start again. It's like playing snakes and ladders. And you can go up big ladders, but down bigger snakes. A lot of people think, oh, that business model looks better than mine. They look like they're more successful than me. That new shiny thing could be much quicker. I could be rich in 5 minutes and it's going to be much easier. You know, the whole grass is greener on the other side syndrome. When in reality, often the best thing to do is the business model you're already doing, or at least pick 1 to 3 business models, split your time 70%, 20% and 10%, and then stick at them for a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years or more. You know, you wouldn't plant a seed and come back the next day and say, well, where's my frickin' tree? The seed scammed me. The garden center scammed me. I want my money back on the seed. There's no tree. But people are acting like that with their money. Really, any business model, if you do it long enough, you can even make lots of mistakes, but slow and steady will win the race. Number two, then, of seven ways to earn more money is to be online. You've got to be online. And I don't just mean logging on online. I don't just mean listening to podcasts and audiobooks and watching videos like this and being on social media. I mean actually having your business online, having an e-commerce business model, having information, consultancy, online courses and training that leverages online. Because pretty much all of your customers are now online. Let's be honest, they're not on the high street at the moment, are they? So if you're not online, you don't have ways to take payments online. You don't have online shops, whether it's in the form of your website or Shopify or Amazon or a store on Facebook or eBay. If you're not marketing multiple streams on social media channels, if you're not using Facebook ads, Google ads, Amazon ads, YouTube ads, etc., then your competitors are. Now, money loves speed and hates friction. And the internet reduces the speed, reduces the friction and increases the speed of money flow because the fiber optics through which the internet transmutes information is at the speed of light, a few 100,000 kilometers a second. So leveraging the internet, leveraging social media, leveraging where all of your customers and clients are, forums, communities, Facebook groups, this is where you need to be. This is where your customers are. All right, remember, I'm going to share with you a hidden bonus coming soon. And this episode will also be on my money podcast. I know most people know me for the disruptive entrepreneur, but did you know I have a money podcast, a second money podcast, approaching 150 episodes now. Okay, number three then is you need to leverage social media. So if you're not on Facebook, if you don't have a podcast, if you're not on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, I could name all of them, then you're missing all these free resources to access your clients. Now, some people say to me, oh, well, I only want to focus on one. Fine, focus on your main one, but you still need to be on the others to get those trickle-down organic followers and fans. And over time, even on social media channels that you're not that active in, people will find you, they will add you and connect with you. I built something like 30,000 followers, and then I think quite a few thousand connections on LinkedIn, doing absolutely nothing for a few years, just naturally people finding me. When I started to use it, well, then my LinkedIn profile doubled. But the great thing about social media is it's not ads, so you don't have to pay money for it. So time is your investment. That's where your customers are. Social media is only growing. There's new features all the time. So people think, for example, Instagram, one social media platform. Facebook, one social media platform. That's not true. On Instagram, you have the main feed, you have IGTV, you have stories and reels, and then you have ads. So actually, Instagram is five social media platforms, or four and one ad platform. Facebook, you have stories, you have profiles, you have pages, you have groups, you have ads, and I'm sure there's more. So Facebook, again, is a multi-channel social media platform. So you need to be leveraging all those channels. Okay, if you want to increase your impact and your income, your reach and your revenue, you need to be leveraging social media. Number four ways to earn more money more quickly. Why is it my throat always goes croaky when I'm doing a live? Excuse me, let me clear my throat. Okay, number four, you've got to learn to sell, or you've got to partner with someone who's brilliant at selling. You must sell. Nothing moves until someone sells. Sales is service. Selling is a transfer of energy and enthusiasm and passion. Sales is solving problems. Sales are solutions. And if you have any phobias, fears, or concerns or doubts about selling, then maybe that's a self-worth issue, not a selling issue. But selling is also, it's an art and a science and a skill. And it's a skill that you can learn and master, even if you don't think you're naturally a salesperson. You do not generate revenue unless you sell. Therefore, you do not have a business unless you sell. You have a hobby, a bloody expensive one. And a lot of people, in light of the lockdown, oh, you shouldn't be selling right now. Everyone should just stop selling. You know, it's really bad to sell right now. No, you probably need to sell more. Now, of course, caveat, you've got to have a good product and service and you've got to care. But that, I would assume, is already a prerequisite for you. So you must learn to sell. Repeat after me. I must sell. Repeat after me. I must sell. Repeat after me. I must sell. Okay, I see selling a service. I have a mission to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get a better financial education. And if I don't sell, I let them down. You're not always selling products, are you? You're selling vision, mission, ideas, solutions. You're selling decisions, actions. These are all the things that you're selling. You know, if you think about some amazing salespeople in the world, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Dalai Lama, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, etc. They're not pitching you products and services and making you buy shit from them. They're selling visions, ideas, solutions, the future. They're selling transformation. This is the kind of stuff you need to be selling, as well as your products and services. All right, cool. So here's this bonus. I've got one, two, three more to share. But the bonus is a global scale. You've got to reach the masses. So look, if you want to make a little bit of money, reach a few people. If you want to make a lot of money, reach a lot of people. If you want to make vast and lasting and scalable, scaled money, you need to reach people at least nationally, if not intercontinentally, if not globally, if not intergalactically. Think Elon Musk, Richard Branson, etc. So you need to go from local to national to global, which means leveraging online, which means having a globally scalable product. Now, I'm running a one-off, and you'll need to be quick on this because this is in a few days' time, but I'm running a one-off Facebook Live event called How to Build an Online Globally Scalable Business. So right now in lockdown, it's more important than ever to have an online business that's quickly and globally scalable. If you're local and not online, you really could be absolutely wiped out by this coronavirus and then the ensuing lockdowns, etc. And so if you want to hedge, if you want to not just survive but thrive, you need to be online, leveraged, and have the ability to go global. Now, for many years, I wanted to take my companies from national to global. We became the biggest property training company in our country, the UK, in around about 2015, 2016. But the thing with properties, it's quite a local business. It's very different, even county to county, let alone investing in Asia. It would be completely different from investing in the UK. So I just kind of kept doing what we were doing. And our growth was good, but it started to slow. It went from sort of 50% year on year, 20%, 15%, 10%, 5%. And it was getting harder and harder. And I thought, I've got to go global. But my courses are very sort of national or local. And then the lockdown happened and it just forced me. So I reinvented many of my national courses to be global. I created a global course every week for 12 weeks. And now we have 17 online courses, which has taken us global. So I'm running a brand new how to create an online leveraged, globally scalable business Facebook Live event. The link is tiny.cc/scaleglobally. If you're listening to the podcast, stop, go to that link, join the Facebook Live event, and then come back and listen. If you're watching the live, if someone could just type it in, tiny.cc/scaleglobally. Go to that link, join up. It's just £19.99, and then come back to this live. Now, why would I do it for £19.99? Because Facebook have given me a lot of new features, supporters, stars, and now they've given me the Facebook Live events. And these are limited to a very 0.01% of the population, probably. So I'm looking to embrace the partnerships that I've got with Facebook. Facebook's account managers that I have are encouraging me to do this. Also, I'm probably going to create a course on this in the future. So I'm being a bit cheeky here with leverage. If I do a 3-hour plus course, deep dive Q&A, get a special guest, that sort of half writes me the course that I can launch in the future. Because I always like to try and think leverage. This will be a 1500 quid course plus. Rachel has put the link in there. That's correct. tiny.cc/scaleglobally. I'll teach you the systems, the processes, the kind of products, the pivot that you need, the platforms and the media and the business model and the vision to go from local to national to global. You know, for you to have not unlimited growth because there are 8 billion people on the planet, but you could reach a lot more than you already are. There will be a recording. Someone has just asked there, but you have to join up before the event. You can't get a recording after the event. That's how Facebook run it. It's on Facebook, so it's a trusted platform. You're just streaming live on my page. It's the coming Thursday, which I believe is the 19th of November. And if you're listening past that, I'm sorry that you've missed this one. But if you're listening before, go do it right now. tiny.cc/scaleglobally, complete one-off. And you get the recording as long as you join up before. Okay, so if you're back from the podcast or the live, number 5 is you've got to master marketing. Now, a lot of people think that sales is the most important function of any business. I disagree. I strongly disagree. And everyone is entitled to my opinion. But if you think sales is made taking the money, marketing is generating the leads that create the opportunity to take the money. So if you imagine a shop, sales is selling once someone's in the shop, but marketing is getting people in the shop in the first place. No marketing, no sales, no sales, no business. So you've got to master marketing. And there are so many great consultants, coaches, trainers, course providers, you know, purveyors and providers of information, really well-skilled therapists, etc. But they're terrible at marketing. In fact, they're not really told that they need to do marketing. And you know, there's that saying, build it and they will come. I disagree. Build it. And then you've got to get good at marketing to draw them all in. So you've got to get good at marketing, which is pitching yourself, pitching your product, you know, transmuting and transforming energy and passion and enthusiasm into a decision and an action and a transaction. Okay, that could have been a good quote. All right, number 6, then you've got to give more value. Now, I've been mentoring a lot of people through this lockdown who've been struggling. And I've said, look, you just got to repackage your products and services, make them even more compelling, give even more value. I see a lot of people like halving their prices. I'm like, no, that's the wrong thing to do. You've got to give more value. People need support. People need direction. They still want to invest their money. In fact, a lot of people now are joining us because they need to skill up and learn something new because the lockdown has created that. So don't, you know, roll over in defeat and drop your prices by 50% just because of the lockdown. You need to give more value. You know, people pay based on value, not price. And why would someone spend £150,000 on a Patek Philippe watch when you could get a smartwatch for 250 quid that does a lot more? Because they perceive the value and the history and the legacy and the story in Patek Philippe. So you've got to put a bit of legacy and story into your products and services. But the more value you give now, that you will build goodwill for your clients out of this lockdown. And look, if you ever struggle in business or sort of mentally with your own self-worth or how you feel, you've got to go create, you've got to go give value. And you know, depression is sort of, you're not doing anything when you're depressed, are you? You're not giving, you're not creating, you're not sharing, you're sucking in energy. Whereas when you express, which is the opposite, you, of course, create, you give value, and you expand energy. Okay, and then the final one, number seven, and then I'll do a quick summary, is you need to ask for referrals. Now, many people have built great businesses, and that, yet, don't get me wrong, they get referrals. Great businesses get referrals. But if you ask your best clients for three referrals, three recommendations, and ask for connections, and anytime you do a podcast, ask for connections. Mark Victor Hansen has just given me five connections from a podcast I just did. I interviewed him just a few days ago. I asked him to be on my Young Entrepreneurs Summit. Now, he sold 500 million books. He gets paid $70,000 a speech. You know, he's 72. He's a huge international superstar. And I asked him for some connections, and I asked him to be on my Young Entrepreneurs Summit, 6th of Feb, 2021, and he's in. If you don't ask, you don't get. Phyllis just said, Rob, how much vitamins do you take in the morning? I do actually have quite a supplement range, trying to stay young and healthy. Age is but a number, apparently. So are you going to your best clients and asking them for a referral? Are you waiting till they're at their most grateful and then asking them for a referral? Are you asking them for specific names and numbers? Because if you're not, you're missing free clients and free leads. Marketing has an overhead expense, especially ads. Referrals have no overhead expense, and you'll also get the best quality of clients because people buy from people like themselves. Right, so hopefully you found that useful. A couple of things that you need to do right now. Number one is, this is going to be on the Money Podcast. I have nearly 150 episodes. Just search Money Podcast or Money Rob Moore on Google or any podcast platform. Make sure you subscribe to that podcast. And then remember my brand new one-off, How to Create an Online Globally Scalable Business. Coming soon in a few days time. You need to join right now to get either on the course or the recording of the course. If you can't make the date, after the date, there wouldn't be no opportunity to go on the course or get the recording. And I'm going to share, for the first time ever, in fact, you know, the systems, processes, people, partnerships, you know, the kind of products, the pivots that you need, whether it's a new product or pivot an existing product, to go from local to national to global to leverage online. Because I think that it's actually a huge opportunity right now to do that. This disruption could be the best thing that happened to you, because it forced us to go from national to global, and already our businesses are making far more profit margin, reaching far more people at far lower risk, far more adaptable and lean and agile. We had 95 staff before the lockdown. We've got a similar amount, of course, a few less. But, you know, we were probably a bit more bloated. And I always like to think that we're disruptive and innovative, but you know, when you've got a big ship, it's hard to turn the thing. But if you're leveraging online and you've created information marketing and you've got products and services that are globally scalable, then, hey, look, when one country's doing not so well, another one's doing great. When one continent's not doing so well, another one's doing great. So this is vitally important. And the link for that is tiny.cc/scaleglobally. That's tiny.cc/scaleglobally. Go there right now. Whatever you're doing, stop, do it. I see you on the other side. Thank you for following my work, and remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.